Well, good morning. Now, I'll try and get this right. I think I've got it right. If I was to say 67p to you, you would immediately be able to answer me back what I'm talking about. I think it's right. 67p? Stanley?
First class stamp.
Nope. No, not that one. That's a nice thought, though. I don't know. Has it gone up that much yet? Dear. Right, second class it will be then. 67p. Telescope. There we are. That's a clue. It is. Then I'll put you out of your misery and mine. It is the comet that's up there, miles, miles away, circling round, and to which, well, what have we sent there? What have we sent to this comet that is in the news? 67P. Molly?
We sent something up to dig on it and find, find home.
That is it. Well, this is this special probe that we have sent onto this comet, 67P. Why this one? Why not another? I do not know, but I'm sure there are good reasons. This probe called Philae, right? And it's landed there, and there's a... I know about these things, don't I? I sound so knowledgeable. I'm not at all, but anyway. Rosetta that is circling around it, and it's Philae is meant to land onto the comet, transmit information back to the mothership Rosetta, which then transmits the news back to planet Earth here. There it is. And it's landed. Well, kind of. What happened? Oh, this is it, isn't it? Dear me. Right, okay, I'll tell you. It was ideally meant to have a nice, soft landing. And then be able, with its solar panels there, picking up sunlight to keep its sort of batteries working nicely, be sort of surveying what's around, digging holes in here, seeing what's in the comet there and the ice and all these things, and then send the information back to Rosetta, who will then send the information back to Earth. Ah, but the landing was not so soft after all, and it had a bit of a bump, and it's landed sort of next to a cliff. And so the sunlight that is meant to come and feed the solar panels is a little bit obscured. And so apparently, anyway, Philae has managed to send back quite a bit of data, and they're very happy with all of that. But it might not be that this satellite now will be able to do much more, because the solar panels have run out of puff. They've said it's now on standby, and it needs some more kind of sunlight to feed into its solar panels to sort of revive it again. And it may not get enough sun, and that may be it. Well, they're hopeful it might, as the comet gets nearer the sun, there's a bit more sunlight. Apparently there's only 1.5 hours of it at the moment there per 12-hour of its day, so there's not much going. But perhaps in the future, more will come. Well, we'll have to see, won't we? But I was interested. Well, always is. Whenever there's something going on out in space there, the science correspondent of the BBC was there talking about this and knew more about it than I do there, so he would have got all the facts right, I'm sure. But he was saying about this, and this may help us understand what? What do you think? He thought this might help us to understand. Almost always, whenever they send anything up into space, Stanley...
The origins of the universe,
the origins of life. We've got to go to this comet, perhaps, out there, 67P. It's going to unlock for us secrets about ourselves, who we are, where we've come from, how we began. Almost invariably, almost without fail. If there's something going on another planet, or they're sending something somewhere, that's what they say. Correspondent will say, or the question will be asked by the questioner, is this going to tell us anything about the origin of us and the universe and the world? Well, we sigh, don't we? And we say, oh, well, you don't have to travel so far to find out about that. In fact, there's a book within reach of most of us here, which you can open at the beginning, and that will tell you all the fundamental things we need to know about where we've come from and where the world's come from. And indeed, if you keep reading through it, where it's all going to, how it's going to finish. 3.3 billion pounds it's cost Europe to send this up there, and apparently our contribution is somewhere in the region of 330 million pounds. So a fair bit of money spent on this. It's sad. It's sad. Very interesting, I'm sure, the findings will be, and what this comet's made of there. Fascinating. But where is this all going to fit in terms of the big picture, which I believe the Bible gives us? You know, it's like if you had a jigsaw puzzle. You know, I don't know how many pieces, they're 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzles. So quite an interesting jigsaw puzzle. But those who are doing the jigsaw decide, well, we're not going to have the box cover which tells you how to sort of, you know, what you're looking for to do. So we'll throw the box cover away. And then, you know, there are certain pieces, aren't there, in a jigsaw which kind of organise things. Now that's a key piece. You can see that is so clear, and then we can sort of slot other pieces around. Yes. Well, no, we say, we're going to get rid of some of these key pieces. Somehow we'll get somebody to remove them all for us, throw them all out. And now we'll do this jigsaw. You would think, this is going to be interesting to see, isn't it? They'll be fumbling around. Oh, that's not right. No, I don't know. Oh, perhaps it fits here. No, he's squeezing in this bit that doesn't really fit there at all. Oh, that's no good. Break it all. And it's like that, watching in to man who has ditched the Bible and thrown out the bigger picture that it has there and the organizing principle, and is fumbling around with these bits of information, bits of data from here and a little bit from there. And then somebody comes along with another bit of data. Oh, that doesn't quite fit. Hit work, change it there. And it's embarrassing, frankly. It's embarrassing to see intelligent people just walking around in circles, refusing to look at what they need to really understand this and to fit things into their proper context. It's frankly embarrassing. So there may be some very interesting findings that we get, but it won't answer for them there. A bit of ice and a bit of rock is not going to answer the origins of life. That we know a little clearer on those matters there. We have the Bible, and our conscience, I think, also bears that up there at its best. So let's wait on. Let's see if the sun shines on Philae and revives it and brings it back to life. But please, always notice this. Origins of life, the world out there, always is asking, could this be the way? Does this answer it for us there? You have the Bible open. That makes you wise for these things. And you'll be able to watch on there and perhaps marvel at what sinful man, in his darkened understanding, what kinds of funny things he, she will come up with. Oh, that they would listen. Wouldn't it be great if they did? But anyway, there's just a little bit from the news at the moment. And we'll sing a hymn now. Jesus, the name high over all, which is 128, 128.